Citizens Property Insurance, once created to be the insurer of last resort, has now become the state's largest insurer with more than 1.5 million policies. Citizens has blown up in size for a number of reasons, like its rates being artificially low, making competition with private market insurers unlikely. So Governor Rick Scott has asked Citizens officials to start looking for ways to reduce its size. One idea is to increase rates for new policyholders above a 10% cap put in place by lawmakers in 2009. It's a move some say violates the intention of the law, but Citizens interim president Tom Grady insists it's legal.
We have done the research and we have checked the legislative intent of the law.
And Representative Rich Workman, a Republican from Melbourne, agrees. He says the law lets Citizens increase current policies by 10% each year, but doesn't make any rules against charging new customers the real cost of their policies. And he says he thinks that's fair.
If you really want to talk about what's fair, don't talk about the artificial low rates for the 1.8 million people on Citizens. Talk about the 17 million people that don't participate in Citizens and what's fair to them.
Right now, people with Citizens policies don't pay the actuarial rate or real cost. That means if a major storm hits, anyone carrying an insurance policy like auto insurance in the state could be on the hook to cover the cost of any claims filed. Workman is one of the lawmakers who sent a letter to Grady supporting the insurer's effort to increase rates for new policyholders. He joined several other lawmakers from North and Central Florida. Meanwhile, lawmakers from the Miami area are saying they're prepared to file legislation next session against the move if Citizens make the increase in their area. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.